I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Results from a long-term breast cancer study in the U.S. and Canada indicate that most women with early-stage breast cancer do not need chemotherapy. To talk about the latest developments in treating breast cancer is Dr. Antonio Giordano. He's an assistant professor of oncology, and he's a researcher and oncologist specializing in breast cancer at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Giordano, tell us about the results from this new research that is changing the course of treatment for many women who have early-stage breast cancer.
The TAILOR-X study was a study planned 10 years ago, and we finally got the result and enrolled more than 10,000 women and looked at genomic score called Oncotype DX, or recurrence score, for patients with early breast cancer, and demonstrated that most of the women with early-stage breast cancer do not need chemotherapy.
What is meant by early-stage breast cancer? Who would fall into that category?
Those are typically the patients with the stage 1 and 2 breast cancer. That is also the majority of breast cancer diagnosis.
So this is a very big development for individual women who are diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer.
Yes, it is. And we know that chemotherapy has very bad side effects. So majority of the women, about like 70% of women with early breast cancer, can avoid chemotherapy and the side effects of chemotherapy. Before this study, we used to give to patients chemotherapy followed by hormone therapy. After the result of the study, we can safely give only hormone therapy, avoiding the chemo portion.
And Dr. Giordano, how many women in South Carolina might fall into this category of early stage breast cancer that will now perhaps have a different approach to treatment?
In South Carolina, we have roughly 3,000 new cases of breast cancer per year, and 1,800 are early breast cancer. Of those 1,800, 1,300 can safely skip chemotherapy in their treatment.
And what sort of test would be done to determine if a woman with early stage breast cancer falls into the category of only needing hormone therapy?
The name of the test is Oncotype DX, and is a type of genomic testing that is done on the tumor that was removed surgically from the patients. The genomic testing, the recurrence score, gives us information that are very important because tell us which patient will really benefit from chemotherapy. And this study showed us that there are still women that will benefit from chemotherapy, especially in the young population of 50 years old and less.
And will women immediately across the state of South Carolina and throughout the United States find this kind of approach that you're now talking about immediately as far as their treatment?
The results were published, and yes, we are immediately taking action on these, and women are avoiding chemotherapy thanks to the result of this study.
Dr. Giordano, thanks for providing this update about breast cancer treatments.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.